I came along, I wrote this song for you, and all the things that you do, and it was called Yellow.
Is that the Elvis remix? You do a good Elvis, dude. You should do like Elvis impersonation shows.
Oh no, I do. I'll do my Robert Goulet impersonation show. I already have the neckerchief.
There was
I fooled around and fell in love.
There was an Elvis impersonator night at the community center last Friday.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Sure, I didn't go.
How many gin and tonics did you have in you? Because that could be a fun time.
No, dude, I didn't go. No, that's not my thing.
What?
Mm-mm.
When I was I was dating right out of college. I was dating a nanny in San Diego, and I went to visit her. And while we were out there imbibing in some fabulous drinks at a bar, there was Elvez, the Mexican.
Oh my God! Are you serious?
It was Elvis music done by a mariachi band, and it was freaking fantastic.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Really?
Imagine Elvis in the complete, like, looking like a Three Amigo, like in the sweet, like, Mexican bejeweled, like, outfits. Oh, I forget what the heck they're called, but oh my God, it was beautiful.
I mean, isn't that what he basically wore, like, in his
life?
Oh,
no. Yes, but it was much, much more. It was fantastic.
Oh, man. You know, all he ate was peanut butter banana sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was so unhealthy.
That's, I don't doubt it. You can't eat that too much.
No.
You can't. That wouldn't do good for you.
Mm. So what's up, man? I haven't talked to you in like 3 weeks. That's a lot.
I know.
It hasn't been that long.
Ages. It has been a while.
It has been a while.
It's been a spin. It's been a while.
Oh, no.
Yes. That terrible stained. What has happened? Oh, one quick story. Last Saturday, I went to go see a concert because, as you well know, I'm hurting for a job right now. But I bought these tickets in November and completely forgot it until like 2 weeks before. Oh my gosh, I have a concert I have to go to.
Amazing. What concert?
The Winery Dogs.
I thought you were going to say it was Stained.
No. Oh God, no. No, no, no. Mike Portnoy, the drummer from Marillion, and the bassist and guitarist singer from Mr. Big.
Holy moly. Okay.
So that's Billy Sheehan and Richie Kozin.
Mr. Big. What was their song?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Because I used to get them mixed up with Winger. And I know that's terrible. And I shouldn't be doing that. Because Richie Kozin's a dang good singer.
I got it. It's that To Be With You.
There you go. There you go. And they still sound good.
Yeah, that was the jam.
I'm telling you, they still sound good.
Do they?
Yeah, Richie Kozin can still sing, dude. He's got this like really because he plays his guitar with his thumb,
mm-hmm.
So there's a little Prince in him a little bit. But he just like he definitely can play his and Billy Sheehan is like a phenomenal bassist. So thumbs up. And they did a cover of "Fool Around" and "Fell in Love" for an encore.
No kidding.
And that song is effing phenomenal.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And those guys are East Coast, so it's a rare occasion that they come to Middle America. I follow them, so they always hit both coasts,
mm-hmm.
Or they'll hit a fest. If there's a fest in like New Orleans, they'll hit that or that Oklahoma like heavy metal fest. I forget what the hell it's called. They'll hit that, but. And they even said when they – one of the first things – and it was one of those concerts that you go to where there's no – there's interaction with the audience, but they don't babble on mics.
Right.
Like they'll stand up. They'll start clapping to get everybody clapping, or Mike Portnoy will stand up and point his drumstick at people that he recognizes. But the first thing that they said after like five songs was – wow, we haven't been back to Chicago in 3 years. You guys are phenomenal. We should be coming back here more. And it's like, yeah, no shit.
Is Paul Gilbert still in the band?
Paul Gilbert, no. Mm-mm. This is just a threesome.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Because he's from, I don't know if he's from Chicago, but he's from around there.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was good. It was just good to hear live music again. It's been ages.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I did not go to a concert.
I know. You could have went to an Elvis impersonator, dude. I think you should have struck out, dude. That would have been fun.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
70s Elvis is pretty darn fun.
It's not my thing, bro.
Well, if, hey, three gin and tonics, I'm pretty sure that would be your thing. You loosen up a little bit. Oh, yeah.
Man, I was hoping we would do karaoke at C2E2. You guys let me down. We were too drunk.
Well, by about 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day, you were pretty loosey-goosey. I could have taken you anywhere, and you would have been like, sure, let's go. Yeah, sounds good.
I was kind of loosey-goosey by like 9 in the morning. What are you talking about?
Good times, good times. But what's going on with you, man?
Nothing. New Hearthstone solo content came out, so I've just been playing that.
Ooh, that sounds good. That sounds up your alley.
Yeah, well, I usually don't like playing the solo stuff, but this one's really good.
Huh.
It's very good. It's really fun. I mean, it wasn't free. I had to pay for it.
Well,
but, I mean, whatever.
How much have you paid for Hearthstone?
Oh,
compared
God.
To how many hours have you played it?
I mean, I probably put in like $20 a month on it.
Yeah, but still, like, technically you wouldn't have to spend too much money. And the amount of hours put, like, I never understand. People used to complain about, like, season passes. And now it's gone so beyond season passes where it's like you can pay to win or you can do these random slot machines to try and get stuff that will only make you want to play and pay even more for random slot machines. Where before, a few years ago, it's like, oh, I want that completely insane neon pink gun for such and such game. All right, that's $2. All right, here's $2.
Yeah, yeah. No, you don't get anything special. I think you get like 5 packs or whatever. When you buy it, but it's just like something different because everybody's playing the same fucking bullshit, and I just don't want to play on the ladder. So I'm just doing the solo adventure.
Yeah, if there's a game that I really want to sink my teeth into and spend umpteen hours playing, I have no problem if they're like, here, we're going to dribble out content. If you want to pay for it, pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I almost bought Civ 6 this week.
Really?
Yeah, I almost did because it was on sale. I think it was like $30.
That's not the brand new one, is it?
Yeah, it's the latest one.
Oh, I watched a quick look on it. That looks really good.
Yeah. Civ 6, it was
cool, like, weather effects and, like, animals can, like, early on can be your worst enemy, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was Civ 6 and all the DLC except one.
Oh.
It was all except 2 of them.
And, okay, like the major expansions, that type of thing?
No, like a couple of the newer DLCs, like the whatever they called it, like the Storm expansion and some other crap. That brought like weather in.
Nice.
But I didn't buy it because I know if I get it, I'm just going to be playing hundreds of hours a week, and I don't have time for that.
Oh, Civ's good. Civ's fun.
Civ's great.
Yeah.
Civ's great. I haven't really spent a whole lot on Sims or on Civ since like Civ 3, I think.
Okay.
I played 4 a little bit. Played 5.
As you well know, I don't play clickety-clack games. So the first one that came to, I think it was 360,
yeah.
I shelled out money for and was completely blown away. But I love that there was controller controls. That was nice.
But you can take over the world, Nick.
And I did.
It's so much fun. That's why I love playing Risk. Risk is my favorite game of all time.
Yeah, Risk is fantastic. You know what? I never even played Risk until college.
Oh, my.
Yes. Gundy invited us all over to his house, and that was one of the first games we played, and I never played it before. I had to have everybody explain it to me.
Really?
It's completely like, what? Like we played Uno, too, and Baja. Baja, no clue how to play that. Uno, completely on board. I'm all over that. But, like, Risk? You would think that my family would have raised me on Risk. No, not at all. We were more of a Monopoly family.
Gotcha. Yeah, Monopoly's good.
Yeah, I think the games were just too expensive. My dad would just be like, eh. Just set the kids in front of the TV. Eh.
Yeah,
family game night, what? Nah.
We grew up on video games. We didn't play like board games or anything really.
Once in a while. We played card games, but you know, that I think that speaks more to my dad not wanting to buy board games. Like a deck of cards, that doesn't cost much. But a board game, how many times are they gonna play a board game? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
He was a little bit of a cheapo.
That's true.
As well as you know, kids should be seen, not heard. So,
of course.
Yeah.
Not in this household. Not in this household. But yeah, aside from that, nothing, man. I've been chilling, you know, trying to record some podcasts.
Are you banking podcasts or just trying to?
I'm banking podcasts.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm banking podcasts. Because, you know, I joined another podcast. I don't know if you heard.
No, do tell. Nerdy Legion, comfy couch, banana hammock, exclusive.
Actually, I already mentioned it on my show. But nobody has to know. Yeah, no, I'm going to be I'm joining the Bat Pod this week.
Oh, as a permanent member?
Yes.
Ooh, so subscribe now. Go to your iTunes. Click on the link.
I'm very excited. Yeah. Joey's not on the podcast anymore. Joey's not on there anymore. So, what?
Trying to promote your shit.
I know. I'm promoting it right now. So,
hype machine over here.
Bill's still on. Bill, let me tell you, Bill is on his game.
Oh, yes.
He sent an outline for the episode today.
Oh, jeez.
And I said, what?
I tried to do that three times and I was shot down.
You weren't shot down. All I said is, I don't want to know.
No, you said, what is this, homework? I don't want to know. Like, okay, all right.
So, I'm joining that this week, and Jay is joining as well. So that's going to be awesome.
Ooh, a threesome. A permanent threesome?
A permanent threesome. Ronnie's going to be in and out of the show as well.
Special guest, Ronnie Barron.
Yes. Matter of fact, I think Ronnie's on the one that came out today.
Ah, all right.
Or sometime in the past when you listen to this.
Well, click that bell, like and subscribe, join the Patreon.
God, I hate watching YouTube videos sometimes because they always add something extra.
No. They switch it up. Like some of the people will be like, smash the like button. And it's just like, ay, come on.
Yeah, and don't forget to hit that bell, because apparently you don't get the videos if you don't hit the bell. Like, what's the point of subscribing?
You won't be notified. It's like, no, trust me, you're right in my timeline. I go horizontally on my time. You guys are right there.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
See, I don't even use the YouTube app, so it doesn't matter to me. I don't need a fucking bell.
Yeah. Well, I smash the like button.
I hear you. By the way, if you don't want Google to track your YouTube usage, FreeTube. Oh, go check that out.
Oh, brother.
FreeTube. Yeah. They crawl all of YouTube and just, I guess, save the videos on their own. I have no idea. That's a lot of videos.
Jeez, that's a lot of time and effort. Well, it's all automated. You're right, a program, but still.
Yeah, but it's fantastic. So that's what I've been using for the last few weeks, and I love it.
Holy cats.
I love it. You know me. I'm weird. Like right now, I'm talking to you from the UK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I used to be
on the UK soil.
I used to be in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know what? I'm on this VPN. I should watch some BBC content.
Mm-hmm.
So I just moved myself to the UK, and now the BBC lets me watch all their shows for free.
Can I tell you? This is okay. Going back to YouTube. We use the Apple TV YouTube content there.
Sure.
And they have a section that is, you know, all of our channels listed north to south. And then they have a recommended one, so their algorithm's like, oh, you watch a lot of Crane Game videos, so we're going to service you up some Crane Game, which is like, these aren't things that we subscribe to. Why the hell are we getting all of these? Mm-hmm. But that's what they do.
Yes.
And it's one of the top bars. Well, you scroll down a little bit and then you get like served up like recently added, which is all our subscriptions right there in that timeline. And mother effer, the second or third one, even above recently added from my own subscriptions. How is that not higher? I don't get that. YouTube, come at me. Above that is continue watching, which at that point, if I stop that video, why would that be above my recently added? I don't want to watch that anymore. Continue. I don't care about that timeline. Why is that above that one? And right below that, above still the recently added, is continue listening, I believe.
Sure.
But they don't put all of my music stuff there, only a select few. Okay, and this, oh boy, I can't believe we've been talking about this. Okay, I went down this rabbit hole because I heard something about, have you ever watched American Pickers?
Of course.
Okay, you know Danielle on
it. Yes.
Yeah, of course you do. I was watching some YouTube show and they're like, a woman was fired from American Pickers. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So I go and click to see, like, was that Danielle? And then all of a sudden, the second or third thing on Google was, and I'll read it right from Fox. Well, this is even more interesting because this is from Fox News a day ago. The headline read, American Pickers star Mike Wolff praises Danielle Colby. And this was one day ago. But the one I read was a couple weeks ago when this story first blew. Mike Wolff praises Danielle Colby's burlesque career. Quote unquote, she's very passionate, ...
Huh.
So as a red-blooded American, to the YouTube I went. I'm like, what's going on? What? I got to research. This is all research for the show, people.
Mm-hmm.
The due diligence, because I don't want to report on something that's faulty.
Sure.
Sure enough, there's a 10-minute like burlesque thing with her on stage doing her thing. And hey, praise be to her. Like, you go, girl, because she looked like she was having fun. The audience was having fun. I was having fun. What's not to like? So all of a sudden, now, I can't get that motherfucking video out of the listen more timeline. How do I edit this out? How do I get rid of this? It's just sitting there. Dang it. Dang YouTube. You'll never get YouTube red money out of me now. F-bop.
That's hilarious. See? That's because you're using... The man has you in his grips, Nick.
They do.
The man has you in his grips. Now you're going to be forever in the algorithm watching Danielle Colby burlesque videos. And your wife's going to be like, yeah. Why do we keep getting recommendations for this?
Yes, thank you. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for in the recommendation to have every slow-mo Joe like, oh, here's another burlesque video. Learn how to burlesque. Learn how to pole dance. Learn how to... I have to clean that timeline up, damn it.
Oh, that's hilarious. You know how you fix that? You can go into your...
Throw my computer out the window? Already tried. My TV's way too heavy for me to throw it out the window, dang it.
No. You can go into your Google account settings, and you can turn off YouTube history.
Yeah, too late.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, then you can't get all the stuff that you want. You know what I mean?
It's right. The recommended timeline will be no more?
Yes, exactly.
That might not be bad because we've gone down rabbit holes of like, oh, look, another food video. Yeah, let's watch that.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with food videos.
No,
especially watched a great one today.
When we head down, because it's because of you, Martino, every once in a while we'll get something stuck in our craw and we have to watch like every Bon Appetit video.
Yes, they're the best.
God. Oh, they are the best. They are really good.
Did you watch Pastry Chef makes homemade Doritos?
Yes.
Yes, I watched that today. It was fantastic.
Yes, and we also watched her make...
Pringles?
Yes, we watched Pringles too.
The Snickers bars, I think it was, right?
Yeah, Snickers bars. Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
What else?
What did you watch today?
I watched the Doritos one. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Yeah, I watched all of those. Brad's my favorite. Brad Leone.
You know what? Brad does good stuff on his own videos, but when he snakes himself into her videos, oh, he's so sarcastic. It's so good. He's even better on her videos.
Yeah, that's why he's the best.
You know who I really like on the Bon Appetit channel? I don't know the gentleman's name, but he goes around to different cities and does like, we're in Chicago and we're looking for the best hot dog. Huh. Or we're in New York City, we're looking for the best slice of pizza. And he does like 15 places and then he ranks, because I like, as most men do, we all like ranks. And that's what he does. And it's really cool to see like, oh, that's what that place looks like. Oh, that looks like good food. And then to hear that it's good or bad, even enticing more, like I have to go try that hot dog joint. Yeah, look for it. I'll try to find the guy's name. He's only done like 6 of them.
Huh.
But they're really good.
Interesting.
Or have you been turned on to the BuzzFeed videos?
No.
Because there's a few on the BuzzFeed channel that they do all, it's sort of like a rank 'em, but they'll look for like the best hot dog, but they're judging it by price.
Mm.
So it's like they're trying a dollar hot dog, a $15 hot dog, and then a $300 hot dog. And then out of those three, it'll be like, which one would you prefer? Which one would you eat?
I have seen those. Is that the Asian guy?
Yeah.
Yes, I have seen those. I didn't realize that was BuzzFeed.
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah, they're like, really
good. That series is really, really fun because they'll even do office chairs.
Yeah.
And one time they did purses. And my wife was like, dang, I would buy that purse for, you know, it was like the middle price, like $100. I didn't know that was that nice. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I just watched which one did I watch yesterday? The ramen noodles one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it was like $300 ramen noodle bowl.
Yeah, could you believe that?
Okay, no way. Not me.
And then after watching a few, you realize some of the high-end eat stuff is like, are they just adding truffles and gold leaf to it? Like, come on.
Yeah. Haven't we talked about this before? I'm pretty sure we talked about this before. Matter of fact, they mentioned that on the on that Bon Appetit video with the Doritos, because Chris came up to taste them, and he's like, yeah, I could see myself going to a restaurant and seeing like a bowl of these Doritos and be like, oh yeah, this is really good. I'm like, who goes to a restaurant and gets Doritos? Right? Like only, you know, like a freaking super fancy, like extra pretentious French restaurant has like, I don't know, what's something French?
Are you about to say truffle fries? Because sure, I'm sure you can find Doritos. $300. Yeah.
Yeah, truffle Doritos. They wouldn't call it Doritos, though. They would call it like, fuck, I don't know. I don't speak any French. Dos de truffle.
Yeah, it would be like artesian corn chip truffle flakes.
Uh-huh.
And then you get it, and it's like, wait, was this the, what is it, the fan-friendly vote for your favorite flavor? Is this the just Doritos or Lay's potato chips truffle fries? What?
Hey, those Lay's truffle fries or the truffle chips are actually pretty good.
Yeah, but the French restaurant could just dump the bag into a bowl and be like, Martin will pay $28 for these. Here
Martin,
you go.
Martin would not pay $28 for it.
Yes, she
would.
They're artesian.
Did I tell you about what my one and only French restaurant experience?
why your one and only? Why wouldn't you want to go back to a French restaurant?
So, well, I'm going to tell you why. So my senior prom, we got there early for some reason. We wanted to be counterculture. I was dating this girl. She was Czech, and her parents were like super hippies. So... Mm-hmm. My parents and her parents were like, you guys going to get a limo to go there? We're like, no, we're going to take the subway. So we rode the subway. I was like all pimped out and she has her freaking prom dress. We took the subway to prom. It was at, the New York Hotel, like super fancy hotel, near Central Park. And we get there, and we're like an hour and a half early because we didn't plan very well, obviously. So we're like, let's go get something to eat because we didn't know like if there would be food there or not, right? So so we're still looking around, and we see this little restaurant across the street. So we go in there, and it's a French restaurant. So neither of us had ever eaten there. So we sit down, we order food. Food comes out. It's like literally like a tiny like speck of dirt in like this giant plate. And like, dude, like dinner cost me like $60, and we literally ate nothing. We were still starving when we left.
Yeah, it was spoonfuls.
Yeah, so after that, we're like, "F this." So never again have I been to a French restaurant.
But wait, is senior in high school Martino as refined as current day Martino?
No, no, I was starting to develop my pretentious tastes, but nowhere near what 37-year-old Martino has become.
Because I wonder if the 37-year-old Martino went back there, even though they're small portions, would you be like, yeah, but this is pretty, like, I can totally see your point. Like, high school Nick would be like, $40 for a steak, what the hell? But if that steak was freaking phenomenal, this current Nick would be like, hell yeah, look at what they did. They're the expert of that steak, and it's well worth having $40 paid.
Well, I don't mind the finer things now, right? So, like, for our anniversary, when we went to that fancy restaurant, I mean, I think...
Checkers.
Yes, Checkers. White Castle. Yeah. I think...
Ooh, the Castle of White.
I think, like, the bill was almost $200. And, like, we both just had steak, but it was, like, literally, like, a six-course meal. So, I guess that's all right. It was a lot of food. But, yeah, when I saw the menu, I was like, dang, $80 for steak? But I was like, eh, whatever, you know, anniversary. And and then the food came out, and it was delicious, so it was well worth it. No, and actually, you know, the food that changed my life was sushi. The first time I had sushi, I was 15 going on 16. And I'd never had sushi before. And my buddies were like, hey, we're going to go have sushi. I was like, I never had sushi. I was like, you guys order for me because I have no freaking idea. And I don't even know what they ordered for me. I never used chopsticks in my life before, so I had to learn to use the chopsticks.
Sure.
And but it was delicious. And it changed my life because after that I was like, I need to just like try weird shit.
Sheesh. The first time my wife ever tried sushi, and you would think that this is the perfect place for sushi. She tried it in Hawaii. Now, my issue with her trying what she tried, because I wanted something quick, easy, let's go in and just grab some food. So we went into a grocery store, almost a convenience store. And I was looking at the sushi and I'm like, I don't care. I just need something to fill up. Sign me up. And she's like, I've never had it, but I'll try it. And of course, you know, it's like any grocery store sushi. It ain't going to be that great. At that point, you're sort of just crossing your fingers, hoping you don't get some type of food poisoning.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was like a little mealy, a little, you know, it wasn't great. And she was totally turned off of sushi, and it took her probably 5-6 years to discover sushi. And now she can't get enough.
Do you guys have like Poke Bros up in Chicago?
No, but that sounds great. So I wish we did.
The reason I say that is because I'm surprised if you were in Hawaii, you didn't order poke. Poke is basically sushi, except not in a roll. It's served in a bowl, like a salad, and it's freaking delicious.
Well, I've had poke many times, but this convenience store.
Oh, okay. It was a convenience
really
store.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were like searching for real food.
No, like I said, I just wanted to get something uber quick.
Yeah, I got you.
In between a meal. Yeah.
Poke's great, though. If you find a poke place near you, you should go.
My ex-employer used to do poke bowls like once a week.
Oh,
and
my
they
God.
Were very good.
Really?
I know.
That's where all that money's going.
It was darn good, I gotta say.
Yes,
I mean, we paid for it.
Okay.
I'm not working at Google and getting free lunches, so... No, we paid for it, but still, to get offered like fresh, non-deep fried lunch is pretty nice.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. We usually go get poke like once a month.
Nice. What is this Poke Bros, and how close is it to your house or work?
They opened the first one probably like 30 minutes out, like a year or two ago. But now there's like three or four that popped up. It's a chain.
Wow.
And they're not local to here. I don't remember where they're from, but yeah, they've got them all over the place.
I gotta do some research. Maybe they are around us. The only problem is, as you well know, if you're starting a business, why not start it in the city of Chicago? Why go to a suburb? Usually how I lose out on stuff.
Yep.
Like I can find Korean barbecue. I can find any cuisine out there, but I'm going into the city usually.
Yeah, I got you.
Poke Bros.
They have, let's see, 24 locations. Ohio, South Carolina, Delaware, North Carolina, Tennessee, New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
Good for them.
Yep. God, dog.
Come to the Midwest.
They've got a lot here.
This looks good, dude.
It's really good. So we like going. There's one on Woodruff Road, which is my least favorite road of all time. But there's one that they opened there last year, and that's our favorite one to go to because everyone that works there is in high school, and they're all like super young, I'm assuming Japanese girls. So they're always in like anime cosplay. It's fucking awesome.
Nice.
And that's not like a Poke Bros thing. Like that's just the way, that's what they wear. So you go in there and they're wearing like, whatever, you know, some like anime character cosplay and little like, bunny ears or whatever. And, they talk like really stereotypical. Like very high pitch, like very fast. it's awesome. I love it. We love going there.
Well, it says six locations across six states, and they're planning to open 50 by 2020.
There you go.
So good for them.
There you go.
That's a success story.
I think they started in Ohio.
Great. Well, get over there, Dewan. Get some Poke Bros, bro.
Yeah, Poke Bros, bro. There's one downtown Columbus. At the Ohio State University campus.
Yeah, so get over there.
Yeah, go get some.
Get a shot for your health and have some Poke Bros. I'm looking at a picture right now, and it looks like their setup looks very Chipotle-esque
or Subway-esque. Yeah, or like Moe's. Welcome to Moe's!
Yeah.
Or Subway. Folks. Yeah, you can either order like something on the menu, or you can make your own bowl, right? Like you pick your protein or two proteins and then your veggies, like all that stuff, and it just goes in a bowl. It's really good, dude. I'm telling you.
I think that's smart. I always like a restaurant that you can pick what you want, and it's not behind this like hidden, you know, counter.
Yeah.
I like that. I can see that. You just put that in there. That looks fresh. Give me some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, we always we make them run out of Masago when we go. My wife and I love Masago. We just dump it on there. Like, you know, we're gonna charge you extra. Like, yeah, whatever. Just dump the whole bowl of Masago in there.
It's well, delicious. I like it. I'm jealous. I need one of these 50 locations to come to the Midwest.
I'm sure they will. I'm surprised there's not one nearer to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. Something to look forward to. Just like McAllister's.
Oh yes.
We talk about that, and then all of a sudden, 6 months later, boop, there's a McAllister's about 5 minutes away.
You know why? Psychic. We predict the future.
They're a fan of Nerdy Legion, and, you know, they support and sponsor us.
That's true. This episode not sponsored by McAllister's Deli.
Mm. Home of the gigantic baked potato.
Yes, the Spud.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's called the Spud.
The Spud.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Matter of fact, I need to go there. We haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, you should. The girls love it.
I know.
But instead, you bring them to garbage places.
Well, the thing is, it's over by the mall, and I don't like going to the mall.
Yeah, I know. But you could still go into Spencer Gifts, yo. Come on.
Whatever.
Come on. Go get some Funko Pops.
Some guy was telling me today about store shutting down and like nobody goes to the mall because people get shot, and I'm like, who gets shot at the mall? What's this guy talking about?
you read about stuff like that all the time. When we were, the wife and I were planning a trip to Minnesota a while back, and we were like, oh, let's go to the Mall of America, it's the biggest mall, it'd be crazy. And then all of a sudden, like probably 3 days after we were thinking about it, you hear that this person, this random person, went up to a child and pushed him off like the three story, like built like the three story, the third story, like railing. Just pushed him right over the railing.
At the mall? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yowza.
I don't know if you know this, but he was a little cuckoo.
Yeah, he's probably on bath salts.
Yeah, something. But yeah, that was a hard 180 that was a pretty tough sell for the wife at that point. We're like, yeah, maybe we don't want to go there right now. That sounds
good. Well, you do also live near the Chicagoland area, so it's a little rougher over there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's always nice to be in the headlines pretty much every night on national news.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, somebody I was just at the Joe Rogan podcast. They were talking about Chicago.
Ah.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anything's going to get changed anytime soon.
That's what they were talking about.
Yep. No drastic changes.
Oh, well. What can I tell you?
Or if somebody stomps their feet, then all of a sudden they're just let go. Like the head of police.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're a little too critical, all right. Oh, it's so weird, but he just didn't want to come into work anymore. We're looking for another head of police.
Mm, that's crazy. Rough.
It's Chicago.
That is rough. Anyways, so I made a new thing today.
Oh?
I made it up on the spot.
What do you mean?
Well, I was I got home early. I left work at like 2. I was like, F this place, I'm out.
What's a new thing, by the way?
A new dinner thing.
Oh, okay. You didn't add dinner. Yeah, I had no idea what this did. I thought you were knitting a skirt. I had no idea.
Yes. I am knitting a new skirt.
I have no idea what the thing was.
Hey, we talked about this. It should be all right for men who wear skirts. They're very comfortable.
Yeah.
You get a lot of air down there. But no, I left work early. And I got home, and I was like, I'm going to play some Hearthstone. So I start playing Hearthstone. All of a sudden, it's like 4:30, right? So I'm like, shit, I got to make dinner. So fortunately, my wife had taken the chicken out of the freezer, except she put it in the refrigerator, so it was still kind of frozen. Mm-hmm. So I thought it out real quick, and I was like, what am I going to make? And, we haven't gone grocery shopping in like 3 weeks. So I'm looking around, I open all the cabinets, like, I don't see anything. So I was like, I'm just gonna make some shit up. Here's what I made up, Nick. I made chicken salad casserole.
Chicken salad casserole.
Chicken salad casserole. And it was delicious. I made a big 13x9 pan, and it is gone.
Oh, wow.
There's like, a little bit left. But not enough to feed a person. Everybody really liked it. So I had the chicken and I was like, what am I going to make this? So I had some leftover quinoa from last night and I was like, I'm not a big fan of quinoa. I don't know if you like quinoa or not. I'm not a big fan. I know I'm the pretentious one, but however, quinoa tastes like dirt. So, there was some quinoa left over and I was like, I need some more flavor. So I started looking around. Here's what I did. I took the chicken, cubed it up. I fried it up. I took a bowl. I mixed in the quinoa with the pound of chicken. I made a cup of rice. I threw that in there. I did a can of cream of chicken. I did half a cup of mayonnaise, cup of cheese, salt, pepper. Mixed it all up. Did I add anything else? Nope. And then I put it in the pan. And then I topped it with paprika. Baked it in the oven for 30 minutes. Fucking delicious. And it tastes just like chicken salad.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh, eggs. I forgot that. I did 3 hard-boiled eggs and chopped them up and put them in there.
Nice.
It was great, dude. It was like, quick and easy, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. And, very filling, too. And it made the quinoa not taste like butthole.
Now I'm hungry.
Did you not eat? You should eat. You should always eat before you record.
I know, but I'm trying to curb my little meals,
But all you're eating is chicken sausages.
I know.
Do you eat anything else but chicken sausage?
Well, turkey sausage.
So you're just like doing carnivore diet?
No, I do eat other than that. I just, I had actually before I jumped on, I think that's what made me hungry. I had, I took a picture and posted it, some dill pickle almonds.
Yeah, tell me about this.
It's exactly that. It's like dill pickle seasoning put onto almonds.
Huh.
But they're very, like, salty, and I think that's what got my stomach, like, yeah. Ooh, we want more, we want more.
Yeah.
But they're not dilly enough.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I want them almost to be like a Sour Patch Kid. Like, ooh, that's... No, it isn't. Not at all.
Interesting. So, is this like a thing with, like, pickles just everywhere? Because I went to get a drink at the store the other day for lunch. And mm-hmm. They had not only jalapeno M&Ms, but also jalapeno yogurt. You know, like the fruit yogurt, Christ. The yogurt that's got the fruit on the bottom, and it comes with a little thing of granola.
Sure.
Well, it was that, but it was jalapenos on the bottom.
But Jesus H, that just does not compute.
No, and I thought the same thing about the M&Ms. Like, who the fuck wants jalapenos in their M&Ms?
Ugh, I did try the Mexican spice M&Ms.
Mexican spice M&Ms. Is this like Dorito flavored M&Ms?
No, it's in my head, I thought it would be more like Mexican chocolate, like a little bit of like Chipotle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Nah, can't tell anything.
I can't I can't do that.
M&Ms don't go far enough. Like Lay's potato chips, they want to hit you in the face with beer brats or whatever, you know, cheese and blah, blah, blah. Like they try to really go overboard. So you're like, yep, that is what, speaking of pickles, their new flavor is fiery dill pickles.
Almonds or just fiery dill pickles?
No, Lay's potato chips.
What?
Their flavor, their new like limited time flavor is fiery, like the fiery brand, like red, you know, that fiery dill pickle.
Fiery dill pickles.
Dill pickle's a thing, dude. Dill pickle's a thing.
I mean, I love a good dill pickle Lay's. You know what I mean? That's good. I don't think it goes far enough. It's not dill pickly enough.
Well, compared to M&M's, it's pretty dill pickly.
Yeah, I guess.
Because M&M's stink. They do not push it.
If you want to,
it's just like dark chocolate. Like when I think of dark chocolate, I think of it at least having a little bit of bitter to it.
Mm, yes.
And man, like it is such American dark chocolate. Like even like the dark Milky Way is like a sweet dark chocolate, not a bitter dark chocolate.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. But, I mean, you can buy just a dark chocolate by itself.
Yes, I know. And you can buy them in different ranges too.
Yeah.
So obviously they're using like the 55% dark chocolate instead of the 85 or 93%.
Yeah, yeah. You need to do 85% or higher.
Yes.
Yep.
Which that's what I would prefer.
Yep. I've been trying to buy 100% dark chocolate at my local supermarket for literally 6 months. And every time I go, it is sold out.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrible. Even 93, I don't care for – my wife loves 93. I cannot stand 93.
It's bitter.
It's too much. It tastes like cooking chocolate.
Mm, yes, it does. But it's so good for you, Nick.
It is. It's great for you.
And it gets your pleasure center going. You know what I mean?
It doesn't take much to get my pleasure center going. I'm good.
I'm good.
Hey, quick question for you, because I know your family loves this because you've tried it with your Google crapola, but are you investing in the Oculus Quest that came out?
I am not.
What? I'm sure I would think your daughter would be all over VR without any wires? Come on,
nah,
son.
No.
Did you hear about how they calibrate, though?
No.
Like you can see, it isn't just like all blacked out. Like they use the cameras, so they're showing you the space that you're in to calibrate.
Huh.
And they'll ask you, is this where the floor is? And if it's, because sometimes depending on your height, if you're too tall of a person or too short of a person, the VR floor could be up to your ankles or you could be floating. But
this is like,
is this where the floor hits? And they show where it's hitting, and you could take your controller and actually go down and touch it and be like, no, this is where the floor is.
Oh.
Or what's your workspace? And they'll want you to go like, this is as far as I can go, left, right, up, down. Or you can be like, I don't have any space, like you want to sit down.
Hmm.
And then by saying I don't have a lot of space to maneuver, then they give you this like small enclosed space, figuring that you are either in a small apartment or you're seated. I'm like, they're doing some neat little advancements on VR.
So, yes. However, there's one key piece of information you're missing here, Nick, and that is it's Windows only. And I don't run Windows.
I thought you were going to say that they don't do VR porn, where I was going to correct you and tell you, of course they do, because porn runs every advancement.
That's very true. That's very true. No, it's Windows only, so I'm not going to support it. Now, Steam has one coming out.
There you go.
Which that one I am considering buying. However, I'm not going to get it because I don't want to get invested in these things until they're more visually pleasing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say more advanced.
No, more visually pleasing. So, like, I've seen gameplay. I've heard a lot of stories. Like, I understand how awesome it is to be in this game and you're actually navigating in real space. Like, that's awesome. But what I want is something like Ready Player One. Okay, not the movie, not the garbage movie.
Oh, brother.
Not the garbage movie. The fantastic novel. I want something. I mean, I don't want that like virtual world, but I want something that's like deeply engrossing when I'm in it. You know
what
I mean?
Come on. Why don't you take advantage of what we have right now?
Something that looks really good, like freaking the latest Tomb Raider game. You know, like looks just freaking awesome. But in
VR,
you
don't need that. Come on.
I do want that. I don't need it. I don't need anything, but I do want it.
You're an early adopter, dude. You should be all over it.
Nah, I don't think it's exciting enough for me yet. It's getting there.
It is getting there.
It's getting this very close.
With no cords, that's very exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, except I don't like to put sensors around the room and then have to like coordinate them all into a hub. I don't like that.
Sure. Yeah, I'm surprised.
But would I
like
to do a little VR dance central? Yeah, dog.
So what? I don't understand why they couldn't. I mean, I'm not a hardware guy, but isn't there
I say that about you all the time?
Yes, isn't there like a better way to do this kind of tracking? I mean, you remember like what was that Xbox thing? The Kinect.
Yeah,
the Kinect was not perfect, but it was pretty good. And there was no setup, right? You put the damn thing there, and you were good to go.
Calibrated.
Yeah,
but the setup was pretty
whatever.
Easy.
Yeah, or like on the Wii, you know, the Wii had the little sensor bar.
Yes.
Which you had to calibrate, but it was literally like, here, point at this thing. Okay, you're done. And that way it knew
until,
like, where you were pointing.
Solomon Grundy runs by it and hits
God.
It with its tail.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Or choose it to smithereens.
She misses you.
Yes, I know. We're very close to not having Solomon Grundy here anymore.
Well, thank God there's a chip in her, so if she ever leaves, you can always locate her.
Or we don't.
What?
What?
Wait, hold on.
Who
is
said
the
that?
Dog gonna go? Is the dog gonna go running off to the farm that my dog when I was 6 years old can ran off to?
I don't
is
know
that
what,
where that
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because that's what I was told.
That's what we told Reagan about her cat.
Yeah, that I mean, and that made sense to me until all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But it took me many years to finally figure out my parents lied to me.
Mm-hmm.
How would they know it's on a farm? And if it's on a farm, why, if they know where the farm is, why wouldn't they go pick up Tammy and bring her back?
Mm-hmm. Why can't we go visit?
Right.
I know.
Can't do that.
Nope. Can't do that.
Tammy bit the boys one too many times. And guess what? Tammy found a better home somewhere, I think. Hopefully. That's what my parents told me. Ignorance is bliss, I guess.
Yes. But one day, Nick, maybe in the next, like, I think within... maybe the next generation. So, like, in the next 2 years, 3 years, then I'll be down for some VR.
You know, to be honest with you, and we've talked about VR quite a bit, I think. I'm surprised that it's where it's at right now. I didn't think they would ever get rid of cords. And if I'm being completely honest, I didn't think it would be around this long. Even though, like, you know, Facebook invested, it doesn't matter. I thought it would just go the way of the dodo.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. Yeah. I think a lot of people still do, right? A lot of people talk about AR instead of VR. Yep. And I don't know, man. I don't think AR is not as exciting to me as VR.
There's confusion in the marketplace. Those terms shouldn't be interchangeable, but they certainly are.
Well, yeah, because they can be used for totally different things.
Yep.
Like, I've played AR games. They're terrible.
Some of them are, but then there are things like, I saw, what did Google do? I
think it was like, yeah, the search thing.
Google. No, it was like Google had like a conference to show off all of their products. God, it must have been 3 weeks ago. I think it was called Google ID, maybe?
Oh, I didn't see that. And
yeah, it's just like a conference where they were showing off all their products and their advancements. And there were quite a few AR things that, like, you want to know the size of these animals throughout the world. Well, hold up your phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, because they had the thing with the muscle system. Somebody right, searched, but, like, how to do the muscle, and you're like, oh, yeah, here, like, you can take it out and see it in, like, real life, or, like, you want to buy these shoes. Oh, well, here, you can see them, like, you know, underneath your dress to see if they match or not.
But see, I think those, not the games, F the games, but those type of applications that people could just pull out a device and, like, interact with the world, I think that's really freaking smart.
Mm.
Especially if all of a sudden, like, hey, we're all using Waze or some other directions app. If not it could me. Be AR, I understand. Talking about everyone else, not the paranoid Martino.
Uh-huh.
But if you could just pull that up while you're in the city of Chicago and be like, oh, on my phone, it shows me at a pointer 2 blocks away. Let's just walk towards that pointer. Like, it just, it's a neat little, like, overlay that you could put on the world. I think that's a cool development that it seems like Google is really, really pushing.
Yeah, I just, you know, the fact that it's a company like Google, I can't.
I get it, but hey, I appreciate those AR advancements even more than VR, to be honest with you.
Sure. Nick, I mean, you got to remember, I'm using a 5-year-old phone. Because it doesn't have any bullshit on it, like not even a fingerprint reader. I don't want a fingerprint reader because then they're going to have my fingerprint.
You need a burner phone. You're living the blue crystal meth lifestyle.
No, I'm not doing that. The crystal meth lifestyle? Yikes.
From Breaking Bad, wasn't it?
Blue I know. Crystal? You know, my wife and Reagan started rewatching that last night.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, good, something new.
She starts that thing up about every 6 months.
I'm telling you.
Man.
I'm telling you. I don't know what it is.
Man.
I mean, it's a good show, but not that good.
No, it's a good show. I just don't, I think it, God, it might be like every 3-4 years, if that.
I have not rewatched a single episode since it came out.
I know we've discussed this before. Why would I rewatch anything when there's thousands, if not millions of hours of stuff that I want to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I've never watched.
Yep. And I'm so behind on everything, man. Like, I'm behind. I gotta finish Gotham. I gotta watch Flash and Arrow and all that. I've only watched like 2 episodes of Doom Patrol. Like, I'm super behind on everything.
Wow. How are you so far behind on your DC Direct or whatever the hell that thing's
called? DC Universe.
Ah, yes. How are you so far behind on that stuff?
I'm just behind, dude. You know, I get in this. I start a project and I just focus on that thing.
That's true.
And so my priority is on the project instead of watching TV. So I just don't watch TV.
That's probably smart.
Mm-hmm. It's more fulfilling.
You know what I just watched?
What?
The Watchmen teaser trailer.
Oh yeah, we haven't talked about that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought it looked pretty good. I'm excited for the show. It is not Watchmen from the trailer, but,
Is it like that comic book before Watchmen? Cause I never read that.
No, cause before Watchmen actually had the Watchmen characters.
Well, it had Ozymandias in it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Rorschach.
And there was a Dr. Manhattan book and, yeah. I mean, it had all that. We already knew that this was not going to be Watchmen, right? Because I think they said several months ago it was set in the world, but it's going to be different characters. So I already knew that. I don't think the teaser gives enough about what's going on for me to make a decision yet. And the thing is, it's still isn't it a year away?
I couldn't tell you. I don't have HBO, so I didn't even pay attention to the date.
I don't have HBO either. And I have no reason to get it until Westworld season 3 comes out, because that trailer looks awesome.
Gotcha.
Did you see, you gonna see that one?
No.
Have you seen Westworld?
No.
Have you read the book?
I watched the original movie.
You watched the original movie, okay. Season 3 looks freaking awesome. It's got Aaron Paul in it.
Oh, I like that.
He's the main character.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Except people were pissed because they teased it on the Game of Thrones finale, but it's not coming out until 2020.
No, we have to wait that long. Oh, my gosh. Where? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think the Watchmen looks good, but, like, can you tell what's going on? Because I can't really tell what's going on. It looks like there's a gang war between, like, a Rorschach gang and the cops.
Okay, I'm glad you could figure that out.
I mean, that's the way it looks like. But why are the cops all wearing the spandex mask? I don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
But we'll see.
It was very confusing for me.
Yeah?
And it didn't pull me in whatsoever until Don Johnson. That was about it.
Don Johnson, he's the man.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. Everything else was just head-scratching. What's going on? Who's that? What?
Yeah.
Hold on, what? Well, now they're at a funeral, now there's explosions, now there's guys, and you know how much I hate muffled talking. Ay, 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 and that went through the entire thing with the TikTok. Oh, God. Just, if that's the way the audio quality is going to be whenever anyone's in a mask, I will not be watching that. Nope.
Mm. Well, I don't know, man. I think I'm going to watch it. What's HBO, $14.99? Yeah, never mind. I don't know, maybe.
There's plenty of great things on HBO. I just wouldn't be I wouldn't be holding on to HBO until that gets released.
I mean, the only time I get HBO is when Westworld finishes. I get it for a month, I watch the season, then I cancel it.
Yeah, that's what you do. I'm just saying you don't hold on to HBO now. And whenever Watchmen's coming out, if it's in the fall or next year, I wouldn't be holding on to HBO for 5 months until Watchmen appears. Screw that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was an interesting decision. Who, I don't know, man. That's a weird one. Do you think DC would, like, coalesce all this stuff that they've got going on? Because they've got original stuff on DC Universe. They've got the Arrowverse stuff on CW. Krypton is on Sci-Fi. Watchmen is on HBO. What's that? The Alfred show, that's on some weird channel.
Stars?
No, it's not Stars.
Or Epix?
Yeah, that's it. Epix.
Yeah.
So that just seems really weird.
What about? Now I want your 2 cents. What about the teaser image of Swamp Thing? And what are you thinking? Where are you headed for Batwoman?
I'm cautiously optimistic on Swamp Thing. The problem with Swamp Thing is that they shortened the season, and that's I think that's always kind of a cause for concern. But again, it depends on what they do with it, right? If they leave Swamp Thing self-contained and they do like a little, I mean, it looks like a horror show. As long as they don't go too far in the horror thing, I think it'll be fine. And you know I love horror. Just I don't think that's 100% Swamp Thing.
Sure.
Right? Like, there's horror elements, but it's not a horror book. It's more like, I would say it's more like a gothic romance, but maybe a lot of people won't understand what that means. So,
It's like Beauty and the Beast.
Like Beauty and the Beast. So as long as they kind of stick with that, it'd be cool. With what they showed, I wonder if they're going to go into like all the color stuff a lot more.
The Jeff Lemire stuff?
Yeah. Which would be interesting, Because then I can get Animal Man on a TV show, and I would love the shit out of that.
Sure.
In terms of Batwoman, I mean, I don't know. Alice looks fine. The dad looks fine. She's not a good actress, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I think it's going to take a lot of the supporting cast to make that show good. And I get hints of that in the trailer, but until I see the show, I can't really make up my mind on it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Do you know if Rucka's at all on that as like a creative consultant or anything?
I don't think so. I wonder if he's got like producer credit. Let's see if I can find out.
It'd be smart to have him on board.
Sure.
Or would that just drive him crazy? Who knows? Who knows?
Let's see here. View production. So isn't he doing something now? He's got some kind of TV project, right? I could have sworn he did.
Yeah, it's a Queen and Country, isn't
it? That's it. Yeah.
Which that'll be good.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
That's easy enough to produce and doesn't cost that much money.
All right. Series producers: Greg Berlanti, Caroline Drees, Jeff Johns, David Nutter, Sarah Schechter, and John Wallace. Sarah Schechter? I went to school with a Sarah Schechter. Just the same woman. Let's find out.
So it's Jeff Johns. That would be my guess.
Well, you know, he's behind everything.
Yeah, I know. But I would assume they would make him either a producer or creative consultant or advisor, something.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just too early. Unlike the rest of the internet, Nick, the one thing I don't like to do is make preemptive judgments on these things before they arrive. You know what I mean?
But unlike the internet, I don't bother the internet. I like to hear your two cents before it comes out and your speculation.
You know, my two cents is always going to be roughly the same thing.
No, it is.
I will tell you if I think it looks good or not. But I will always hold final judgment until I actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
I will never get on Twitter and say Batwoman looks terrible or Watchmen looks terrible or anything like that. I will not create a petition. I will not sign your petition. I will not petition for you to shut the hell up with your damn petition. But, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Right now, I don't think there's like any of these new shows that really get me like, okay, I have to watch this. Mm. You know what I mean? There's not a single one. The only one I really felt that way about was Titans. And to me, that was awesome.
Cool.
I was excited for Doom Patrol. I just haven't had the time to watch it. So.
But wait, what about the animated thing?
Which animated thing?
What was it? Not Teen Titans, Justice League. What is that?
Young Justice?
Yeah, Young Justice.
Yeah, that was great.
You were over the moon about that.
Yeah, it's great.
You were uber excited, but let that be known.
But it's not on now.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, Titans aren't on now either.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. No, that's just saying it isn't like we both love our love Kool-Aid, and we don't want to speak bad about something. We try not to, at least. But it's just nice to hear first impressions, because first impressions can always change. Am I hoping that Watchmen is terrible? No, not at all. I want that to be the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Those are my favorite kind of people. The people that I hope something's terrible.
No, the thing is, like, I cannot blame any of the creative people that put their time and effort and sweat into Watchmen. The only person that I would blame for this is an editor of a teaser trailer.
Yes.
There's been plenty of horrible superhero teaser trailers. So, you know, and then the movie comes out and it's like, dang, that's good.
Well, and it's been the opposite too. We've seen some really great trailers and then the show or movie's terrible. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I just wanted first impressions. That's all. I didn't want you to bash anything.
No, I gotcha. You share with me that Stumptown trailer. I did want to talk about that because that was interesting.
Oh my God, please talk about that. I sent you speaking of Greg Rucka, I sent you the Greg Rucka Stumptown, would you call it a teaser? Because that thing was like 5 minutes
long.
Man,
it was long.
Because there are two different versions on YouTube, and listeners, Legionnaires, go and find the one that's like 5 minutes, because there's another one that's like a minute and a half. And it takes out all of the, like, trunk stuff. and only goes right into like the montage of like Crazy Eclipse at towards the end. And I'm like, but the trunk stuff is what makes the clips make so much more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please tell me.
So, I have never read Stumptown.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never read Stumptown. So when I heard about the show, I was just like, eh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then I heard somebody talk about it on a podcast. It might have been Mike. I think Mike maybe was talking about it on What Did You Watch This Week? Okay. And I was like, oh, what's her name? Colby Smulders or whatever her name is. Is that her name?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, something like that.
Whatever her name is. The girl from the
How
Avengers
I
movies.
Met Your Mother and a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yeah,
in the
S.H.I.E.L.D.
movies.
Agent, yes. So I was like, okay, I like her. And this seems kind of like a gritty role, which, like, she hasn't really been in a gritty role, right? I think most people still remember her from How I Met Your Mother anyway, regardless of the Marvel movie stuff. So I was like, all right, whatever. I'll check the trailer out at some point. And I totally forgot about it until you shared it with me. So I start watching this trailer, and I got to tell you, I lost interest very quickly. I lost interest
now,
very quickly.
Can I let me just interject real quick, but then I want the rest of your thoughts.
Yeah.
During this whole in the trunk, guys driving the car bit.
Yes.
Even when she came out and was fighting them in the car, even I mean, for a good minute and a half, I'm watching it with my wife and I'm like, oh my God, what is this pile of crap that I'm watching?
Yeah.
Like, it just felt so oddly paced. But go on.
So I agree. So I start watching this and I was like, why would Nick share this with me? I'm literally falling asleep. So I was like, whatever, I'll keep going. So I keep watching and I got distracted. I started doing something else, but I still had the trailer. I still had the trailer on in the background. Okay. And all of a sudden, like, it seemed like it was picking up. So I switched back to it and like the second half of the trailer is great.
Yeah.
Right? Because you start seeing her kick ass and like she meets this detective and she's going after these guys and she's beating the crap out of them and she's like super funny and witty and stuff. And I was like, all right, like this might be something that I could get behind.
You know what she reminded me of, which I think is something that isn't around anymore? It's the quippy action hero.
Yeah.
Like there is no Mel Gibson action film. There is no Bruce Willis action film that does stuff like that too much nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And she brings it. She brings a Bruce Willis to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Now that you say that, it's like a female Bruce Willis.
Yep.
Cause she's kicking ass, but like telling jokes at the same time. It was like Die Hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But on the streets and not in a tower. So after I continued watching it, I really enjoyed it. And you're right. At the end, the trailer is really weird, right? Because like the first 2 minutes are these guys in the car, and then the last 3 minutes you finally see her, and then it's like the fight scenes, and you meet some of the supporting cast, and then it's like one sequence, next sequence, next sequence, next sequence, and I'm like, holy shit! Like, all right, you just gave me like the entire season in 5 minutes. So that was kind of interesting. It has me curious about the comics. So I haven't ordered it yet, but I'm gonna order the trade.
And, yeah, the comic's good.
Is it? Well, it's Rucka, so yeah.
Right, Rucka doing a female detective. That you don't need much more.
Yeah, well, Rucka always does like fantastic female leads. So I'm looking forward to that. So
and he gets really invested in like investigative minutia.
Yes.
Yeah, I was even like sort of, I thought it was cool that they sort of hinted at a romantic aspect to it.
Oh, I don't think they hinted at it. They showed it.
But I think that's cool. Because I even looked at the wife and the wife is like, you don't see a lot of romantic action series now. And I'm like, yeah, it's sort of neat that this female's like kicking ass, taking names and like, yeah, I'll take love when it comes, like, when I want love to come, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. So, I like Colby Smulders. I'm all over it.
She looks great in the trailer too.
Yeah.
Even with like blood dripping down her face. The detective, I like him. He was, what show was he in? He was in some show that lasted for like a season.
Hmm.
I wish I remembered what it was because so I can't. I. But it also had a female lead, and he also played a detective.
Well, those two had good chemistry, so
yeah, they sure did. They sure did. Yeah, Stumptown. That looks good.
Yeah, on ABC. So I'm like, thank God for my Hulu subscription. I'll be watching that.
Maybe I'm gonna cancel mine.
Oh no, I like Hulu. I'm all right.
But now Disney owns them.
What doesn't Disney own? Come on, the modern day monopoly.
That's true. How does that work? Remember back in the day, like when you started to show like you were Monopoly, everyone was like all on your ass. Remember like the whole like AT&T, the MCI stuff back in the whatever that was, 90s?
Yep.
God.
Yeah, when companies would try to bribe government officials and no one was having it, so they just broke these monopolies up.
Yeah,
it's so weird that all these monopolies just are there.
Well, it's because we're draining the swamp.
This is what I'm saying, son. People's pockets are getting paid.
We're draining the swamp. That's how we get all the monies. We drain the swamp and we pull the money out of the swamp.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm still trying to figure this whole thing out. You know, I'm not anti any of this stuff, but man, I don't know. At some point, like, you gotta just be like, how much more of this do I want? You know what I mean? Like, do I want Disney to just own every studio and every TV show and whatever? And personally, I don't. But I don't know, like, how many people are willing to make that conscious decision, right?
Because, like, hardly any, I would say.
Almost any. And does that mean that, like, I don't buy Marvel books anymore? Well, no, because I like Marvel books.
For me, the crappy thing is Disney owns all these properties I want to enjoy, but it's not like Disney announcing that they're going to have a streaming service. Is ESPN going to be part of that streaming service? Is all these other like properties that they do, are they going to be part? No, of course not. They're going to break apart all of this stuff so they're getting six times the amount of money.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. That was my immediate reaction when I saw the Hulu thing. I was like, well, if they already have this streaming service they're launching, why are you owning a different service?
Right. That's why I wanted to send that to you. I was just like, wow, that's scary that they bought out a lot of Comcast shares of Hulu.
Well, and it's worse than that, right? So I think they own 60% now. And then there's an option in the contract that in 3 years, Disney can buy the remaining shares.
This is why I sent it to you, my friend.
Yeah.
Like, how is that not a monopoly? And then you're going to have your own streaming service. Well, then get rid of Hulu and put everything on once. No, God forbid.
Well, maybe that's how you're not a monopoly. You just create multiple streaming services. You'd be like, hey, you can go to any one of these services.
That's how you grease enough.
By the same person.
You grease enough palms just to be like, look away. I mean, this isn't all Disney. When we do an ESPN streaming service, you know, people can subscribe to that, not Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you own Disney, or Disney owns ESPN. Oh, you're not supposed to pay attention to that. Look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crap.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too today, because what was I reading about? Oh, this whole Tom King thing.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
He's not on the book anymore. Well,
I thought he wanted to get off of it anyway. Why is this a big kerfluffle?
Well, supposedly he was going to be on until issue 105, and all of a sudden there were rumors coming out that he was getting kicked off the book, and then finally, like literally 2 hours ago, they finally confirmed that after issue 85 he's off the book.
But what's the – have you read any speculation? Why is – because I always heard he's off at 101.
So he wanted to do 100 issues, and there were a couple issues that were guest written – which meant that he was going to be on until 105.
Oh, okay. Gotcha, yeah, gotcha.
So that would be 100 issues written by him and then 5 by guest writers.
Sure, sure.
If you want to learn more, Nick, maybe you should go listen to Comic Talk Today, because I'll be talking about it on the next episode, apparently.
Oh, man. Which everyone should be smashing the subscribe button.
Smash the bell.
Five.
Yes.
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 And writing a 5-star review.
Long story short, though, from my understanding, he had this whole City of Bane thing storyline that he was going to do. And it was going to have a large impact on Batman for the next 10 years. And apparently DC didn't want that, so he's not on the book anymore. However,
But sales are still good.
They're not as good as they were.
Wow. But how terrible can they be? I mean, come on.
Well, last month, I think they were the lowest since he picked up the book.
Wow.
But I mean, it was still like 80,000 copies. But you got to remember, Batman's the gold standard. You got to do at least 100.
I know.
So,
but that's just so strange. And I hate to say it, like, whenever a writer says, this is going to affect such and such book for years to come, it's like, well, guess what? When Bendis was on Daredevil, right before Bendis left Daredevil, he threw Daredevil in jail. Mm-hmm. And to the next writer coming up, which I believe was Brubaker, it was just like, yep, you figure it out. Here's the puzzle. Here's the quarter I backed you in. Good luck.
Everybody does that.
Yeah, like who the hell cares? And even if Brubaker came on, guess what? You can start it back at square one and be like, all that was happening, yes, it was a dream. He just woke up, and now Foggy's A-okay, when we're going to move on from there. Mm-hmm. Like, who the hell cares? Like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's nuts to cause this kerfluffle when how much King has done for the title, not to let him, like, we'll ride this out for another year and a half.
Sure.
Like, how bad can the sales dip? Like, come on. People are going to come back to Batman.
Sure.
If they even left it. Good God, you could put out some of the stupid alternate covers and boost those sales right up if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah. Again, I don't know anything about the story he was working on, so I have no idea.
Sure. Nor do I.
But. No idea. Only Tom King and DC Comics would know.
And Daryl Taylor.
But, yeah, so it's not working out for him. So he's going to be off the book. However, they're probably just going to do what they did with Snyder. Because Snyder is technically still writing the damn Batman book he was writing. How long ago was that? 5 years ago? You know what I mean? Like, the stuff he's doing in Justice League, now he's got this Last Night on Earth. That's, like, the conclusion to his Batman story. So, I mean, like, I'm sure he's DC exclusive, so he's not going away. He's got plenty of other stuff going on.
Maybe they'll just pull a Marvel and be like, Bendis, you're taking over Batman, Tom King, there's Superman, go.
I would not be surprised, because that's what they did with the DC books, the Walmart books.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at all. They've already test-driven the car.
Yep.
So dumb. Ay, ay, ay.
So dumb. So,
but hey, I'm going to love reading both when I finally pick them up.
Well, good.
I haven't even read one Bendis Superman yet. And I'm not saying that being proud. I just have to buy them all. And I'm very upset that they're not doing like the Batman Deluxe editions where they collect two trades. Mm-hmm. That's what I want with Superman. And I keep waiting and waiting. And it's like, come on, do that. Dang it. Mm-mm-mm. Do I have to wait for an omnibus? For God's sakes. Rats.
Well, you should be reading it because what's that called? The Event Leviathan? That's starting up.
I don't even know anything about it.
You're going to want to read it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you making me buy all the super? Because you know I can't just read one. I need to read the entire world. So I'll be buying how many titles? Three?
Look, I like talking about books that I like, right? And I like recommending books that I like. Generally with like Marvel and DC, I don't do a whole lot of that because it's Marvel and DC, right? Like people are buying them anyway.
They're going to sell what they're going to sell.
Yes, but right now, if there is a DC book that you need to be reading, it's Action and Superman.
Wow, so Nick was really the Kreskin of the Nerdy Legion Network. Can we admit that? Can we ring the bell and finally say, yes, Nick, you were right the whole time?
Correct.
You weren't a hater. You just were cautious. With your... No. With your silence, I took that as cautious, and I didn't like that. Pick a side, Martino. Come over to my side, damn it.
Again, I don't judge until the thing's out. You know what I mean?
Yep. But I told everybody, if Bendis is in love with a character, you're going to get some good issues. When he gets bored with the character, drop that book. Don't think that it's going to come back. Let that person go. That person, it is Saving Private Ryan. You're in the trenches, and that person got shot once. You might be able to save that person's life. No, no, no. Leave them in the trench. Go, go, go. Run out of that trench. Get out of there. A grenade's coming. That is Bendis when he gets bored with a character. Same with I'll even say it. Same with Lemire when he gets bored.
Yeah, I agree.
No coming back. Unless they take a break from said character and then let me approach it in a few years. That's mm-hmm. the only time you'll get something fresh and original again.
Here, let me give you an example of how dumb petitions are.
Wait a minute. We do a lot of petitions here on the Nerdy Legion Network, but we're old-timey. Is this a petition or an online petition? Because we don't approve of online petitions.
It is an online petition. Are you ready for this? This is my favorite one of all time.
Is this about dragons hatching out of eggs?
No, it is not.
Okay.
But that one's hilarious. That is my second most favorite of all time.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
This one I just saw. Thousands petition for Marvel to cast Danny DeVito as Wolverine. Who is doing that? Nobody's doing that.
I'm sorry, Legionnaires. Martin just went a little crazy. He has low blood sugar right now. This has been your episode of Nerdy Elite. We have to stop this episode. What the hell's going on here?
Man, I normally don't click these clickbaity headlines, but I have to click this one.
Oh, God. Why don't you click on the clickbait headline that's like 570s stars that still look hot in a bikini? Why don't you click on that one instead? You'll never get those pictures.
Here we go. Change.org petition. Have Danny DeVito play the rebooted Wolverine in the MCU. 19,044 people have signed this. Oh, 46, 47.
The 70-year-old Danny DeVito.
Uh-huh.
To play Wolverine.
Here's the description. The only man able to take the throne after Hugh Jackman. We believe that if Wolverine is to make an appearance in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the only man able to pull it off is Danny DeVito.
Martin? I know you know how to do this. You're Mr. Computer. Can you start up a Nerdy Legion online petition now?
Yes.
And I want to do one, Casting Couch. This is how you can start it. Casting Couch : requesting Danny DeVito to play Puck in the new Alpha Flight.
Oh, my God.
That's a much better casting than Wolverine. Come on.
It's fucking hilarious. I love people. People are so stupid.
Is it April 1st? Are you punking right now?
I'm dead serious.
I'm looking for a camera around here. You're punking me right now.
I'm dead serious, dude. What
the hell's going on?
You know what this is? This is one of those things where, like, let's come up with the dumbest petition. And you know people are going to sign it because it's so ludicrous that people would just sign it just to keep trolling.
This is just the boy that cried wolf, because people are going to sign it, be like, this is funny. But Marvel's going to look at this like, get the hell out of here. Obviously, our fan base has no clue. That's how they're going to read that.
Oh, my God.
So stupid.
My favorite comment. This is the most important cause I've ever supported. Yeah, you goddamn troll.
Well, you know, Danny DeVito, I would love to hear Danny DeVito say, old Knucklehead. That would be fantastic.
Oh, God. This is so dumb. Let's wrap this show up, Nick. We can only go down from there. You've been listening to the most petitioned podcast on the internet, The Nerdy Legion, with Nick Wetmore. He is at Nick Wetmore. I'm at Geekbind. The show is at Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening, because it was all yellow.
I flew around and fell in love.